To the man that was now in a circle swinging his bat.
"I have no clue who that is," I admitted, shaking slightly.
"Should I?"
God, he really made my heart race. And how freaking tall was he? Holy shit! He had to be at least 6'5" or 6". And he wasn't skinny either. He was stocky. Tall and stocky. The man looked like he'd take down a freight train.
"That's Furious George Hoffman," Diamond said, as if I should know. As if I'd disappointed her by not knowing.
"He's won the Home Run Derby 3 years in a row and has one of the highest batting averages in the entire major league."
I nodded my head as if that was the coolest thing in the world.
"Nifty." She rolled her eyes. "You have no clue if it's any good or not," she snorted. "You disgust me."
I had no clue what a home run was, but a derby I knew was like with horses and at the racetrack. I just couldn't see the correlation.
I grinned, then patted my sister on the head. "I'm gonna walk up there and grab a few towels to wipe my seat down. Be right back." My sister waved me off and returned her eyes back to the game. And I was just about to hike my way back up the million stairs I'd just descended, when a crack had me looking up. People around me started to squeal, and I turned around and looked up, just in time, to take a baseball straight to my left eye. I hit the ground seconds later.
George. I cursed and started running, hopping over the small wall that separated the stands from the field. The moment I hit the concrete, I vaulted up the two steps and crouched down beside the woman I'd just beamed in the face with one of my foul balls. The brown-headed temptress, dressed in her tight white jeans shorts, tiny black tank top, and flip-flops, looked like a broken doll.
"Wrigley!"
the girl that had been sitting beside the bombshell cried. "Move!" I growled at the people that were crowding around me and said two words. "Back off!" They backed off, giving me enough room to shift the woman's hair away from her face and take my first look at her eye. It was already swelling, turning a deep shade of purple. Shit. "George!" I ignored Coach Siggy's voice and felt for a pulse, happy when I'd found one. Unconscious, not dead. Good. "George!" I kept ignoring him and smoothed a hand over the woman's face. "Wake up, beautiful." As if she'd been waiting for my call, her eyelids fluttered open and the intense gray eyes were once again staring back, looking at me. "Hello," I smiled. "I'm sorry," she smiled back.
"Sorry for what?"
I pressed lightly on her forehead, right above where the swelling was starting, and said, "For hitting you in the face with a ball?" She moaned.
"Oh, that's gonna suck the next few weeks," she frowned. "I'd say I'd take your balls to my face anytime you want, but I have a class for battered women tomorrow. This is going to be hard for them to look at."
I held my laughter inside, barely. I also silently agreed with her. My mother wouldn't have taken advice from some woman with a black eye. She'd have just looked at her as another victim. The girl started to sit up just as the medics made their way down the steps to us.
"You okay, ma'am?"
the first medic asked.
"Yes," the woman answered. "Wrigley!"
Wrigley looked around my crouched form and saw her sister there, staring at her with worry in her eyes.
"I'm okay, Diamond," Wrigley promised. "I told you we shouldn't have come here."
Diamond gave a watery laugh.
"I also told you to watch for fly balls in this section, which you insisted we sit in because it didn't have netting to obstruct your view. Are you glad we sat here now?"
Wrigley stuck her tongue out at her sister, and I found myself thinking about sucking that tongue into my own mouth.
"Game's on, Hoffman," Coach Siggy bellowed. "Either get your ass over here and get the game back on, or find your way to the locker room."
I'd rather find myself into something else, but alas, I wasn't a total cad. I stood up, but not before pressing a kiss to Wrigley's hand.
"Hope you're not too fucked up tomorrow to teach that class."
Wrigley's eyes met mine.
"Oh, I'm a pro at hiding my bruises."
And before I could so much as comment on that, or relay how angry it made me feel to know that she had any experience at all hiding her bruises, she made her way up the stairs with the paramedics, leaving me no reason at all to be standing in the stands. I sighed and went back down to the field, easily vaulting myself over the wall.